Brethren and Sisters in Battle Creek, St. Helena, California, January 23, 1906. Dear brethren and sisters in Battle Creek, I have a burden that I carry day and night. I have been asking my Heavenly Father to guide me in judgment. I dare not place before you all the things I should like to, because the time in which we are living is perilous. I am instructed that it is not human agencies that we meet now in opposition. It is satanic agencies who are deceptively working through human agencies. Therefore, you are to be very peaceful, wearing the yoke of Christ, heeding the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Let it be plainly understood that there is a great and good work to be done, and that you cannot devote time to bickering over the disloyalty of others. Stand decidedly for the truth. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Never fear to speak the word of truth as it is given in the Scriptures. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 11. There is no end to his delusive representations. Therefore, we must watch, we must pray, and we must give no occasion, in word or spirit, for Satan to gain the advantage over us. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 12. Keep a firm hold on your Savior, and seek earnestly to draw with Him, wearing constantly His yoke of humility, meekness, and lowliness. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 12. I think I never discerned so fully the meaning of these words as I have for a few days back. I have been wrestling with all the power I could command to secure vantage ground. My physical strength has seemed to be hampered, and my mind bound, but the spell has been broken. How? I have striven to obey the words, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Verse 13. I have seen that we must do all we possibly can to obtain victory in the Lord. These words I am speaking to you in the night season. I am told that you are to be strong in the Lord. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verses 14, 15. Oh, how much is comprehended in these words! They are repeated to me in the night season, and I am directed to write them. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Verses 16-19.